You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? It's your girl, Anna Roisman, and I am with my beautiful co-host, Andrea Lopez. How are you, girl?
Hey, guys. The names, I'm dying. We're so proper.
You know, we realize we don't always say our names, so I wanted to... What's your middle name?
Juliana.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Is that random?
It just like came out, yeah. Andrea yeah. Juliana Lopez.
Kind of a mouthful.
I'm Anna Rose Roisman.
I knew the Anna Rose.
But I think they both flow.
Thank you.
That one flows very nice.
Tell that to my mom.
Yeah.
Anna Rose, people used to think was my full name because it like said it on my like... headshots or something originally when I first moved to New York. So when I do comedy shows, they'd be like, and next up we have Anna Rose Roisman. I'd be like, I don't want to be introduced by my middle name. That's
they would
so
do your whole name.
Because I think, you know, people look you up and they yeah. see like your I don't know, my website or something said it. And I was yeah. like, oh, I gotta change that, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
Anna Rose.
I wanted to just cut off Roisman and just be Anna Rose, and that was my stage name. And my dad's like, are you a porn star? And I was like, I should be. I might.
That would be hot.
Not yet, hot but like, give me another couple years of not making it in this industry and I will take it off, you know?
Who isn't selling feet pics at this point?
I've really considered it. I'm not going to lie. I have really considered it. I have nice feet and I've been told that.
I mean, like, why not do it?
Because you have to
have dignity.
But if, especially
well,
if
you have
feet?
To promote it in order for people to like really, I think you have to promote it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not promoting that. Like, okay. if I can organically right. take over the foot market and not say a single word on, like, my Instagram or my TikTok, like, right. God bless.
Or maybe you don't have to promote it. Maybe you can just make a Finsta, and that way you show the pictures, and that's how people find you.
I think people would know it's me. I don't think I could change. I don't know.
You think your feet are that memorable that people would
I know I'm on WikiFeet.
Yes, we are both on WikiFeet.
Yeah.
Both so. You guys?
Are you
don't look us up
during when I was in HQ? Like, people put me on all those sites when I did HQ because there were like crazies watching the show every day.
Yeah,
all right, I'll find some. I'll report back.
That's just
I would like to have an income for my feet though. One day, you know, I always used to, I like my hands and I always get manicures. My hands are really, and everyone made fun of me when I hacked my thumb in half that I'd never be a hand model. And it really, not that I ever had any aspiration to be a hand right. model. However, it crossed my mind a couple times, yeah. you know, I had been told you have really nice hands. I'm like, wow, should I market these? Should I like make
definitely.
Fucking money off these? And then, you know what? This year I got to check that off my box. I was a hand model.
Nice.
See, the dreams were not gone.
Hand model,
also,
no.
Just a hack. The scar went away nice. Like, it didn't affect.
I mean, it's still really ugly in there. And if you, like, look, my thumb is, like, two different sizes.
Okay, I do see that now.
But I do want to tell people, you can go see my hands on the Kinder Bueno Instagram. Yeah. My hand is the one holding the chocolate bar, actually, in the big blown-up photos. Boom.
That's actually a really good gig.
It was a great gig. It was
like, that's huge.
It was like, well, I did the commercial and then they picked me. They were like, her hands are nice. Let's do some stills with her hands. And I was like, bump, ba bump, ba bump, bump, mm-hmm. bump.
Okay,
it was nice.
We've got an update here. Who do you think has the higher rating on WikiFeet?
Oh my God, Mike.
Definitely
this
Anna.
This is scary.
Yeah, I would think Anna.
Dre.
I don't have enough
I'm going to go with Dre. I don't, you know, I've just been like talking up my feet and watched them be like a 0.1.
You're not a zero, but they say, so Dre has 5 stars. They have rated her beautiful feet. And,
okay.
Anna is 4.5 stars.
Oh God.
And is only
like my
rated
Uber rating.
Nice feet.
Oh, wow. How many photos are up there?
Way more of Anna. Like way more, double.
And that's what, because you have like, to do the grouping of all
right.
of them.
How many
together,
is, because I haven't checked it in years. How many?
35.
Wow.
Probably. And Dre's got maybe
wow
16. Yeah. I
yeah,
mean, it's
double the numbers.
It is honestly, it is fascinating to me that this world exists.
Yeah, me too. You I know? Don't get it at all.
I don't get it. However, I do have like a foot thing. Like my dog, Bobby Flay, used to lick my feet every day. Like after, especially after like leather shoes, he like loved my feet.
Yep.
And Jared was like, this is actually disgusting. But it was like our routine. Like he would just lick my feet and I liked it and I didn't mind it. And so mm-hmm. I try and get my puppies. I'm like, go ahead. And Jared's like, don't get them
You're
on
trying
it.
To teach them and get them.
I was like, Elton, look at my little toe. And he's like,
the problem I have with that is that after, do you let them kiss your face?
Of course I do. I think dogs.
I do. You know, they do have a clean. They have like the self cleaning mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, once you were told that as a child, when you were like, yeah. dogs have cleaner mouths than you. You're like, oh, okay. Then like, let a dog just fucking go at yeah. it. I would. Here's the thing. I would never let any other dog besides my own kiss my face. I am not a real dog person. I'm like a my dog person.
Yes. That's a good distinction.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like there are some people who just have unconditional love for the animal, dogs.
Of course, yes.
And they, you know, get anybody. On their knees on the street and let yeah. any dog just fucking slobber all over them. Absolutely not. I might not even, I probably won't even pet another dog. I mean, maybe if it's a really cute one that I like, but mm-hmm. I'm not like that. I don't stop other people with dogs.
Yeah, I'm letting them lick my hands and everything, but yeah, you're not touching the face. It's
but your own dog you would let like go to town.
Yeah, yeah.
You've let my dogs kiss you probably.
Oh my God, yeah.
They're clean boys, you know?
Oh, they definitely are. They smell great. I'm especially with my friend's dogs, oh my gosh, they can lick me wherever because I feel like I know them.
But you have a boundary on the street, right? Like yes. me. Like, you know, because I see people with no boundary on the street come up to my dogs and I'm like,
wait a minute.
What are you
licking you?
Doing? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting thing. You can meet a lot of interesting people when you have dogs because they stop you on the street.
Yes, or you can ignore all of them, which I do. Like, I have never... Jared knows everyone with dogs. He'll be like, oh my God, it's Daisy. And, you yes, know, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, when I got Bobby Flay, I learned very quickly when people stop me, I don't want to talk to people. I don't like strangers. I don't want to make small talk. So like I used to always wear like a hat, sunglasses, a hood, whatever, even in bright yeah. daylight. And because I'm a mean dog owner, I guess I've learned. Whereas Jared like has friends all over the neighborhood and they'll be like, hey, he's guys. Like, and I'm like, do we know this dogs. Person? And he'll be like, he'll go literally 2 days ago. He's like, that's the dog that lives on our floor. And I was like, our floor? We saw them like 3 blocks away. I'm like, yeah. couldn't tell
Had
you that.
No idea.
I'm so not social like that, and I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with it.
I mean, luckily the dogs have each other, though, so they don't even need that extra social. They've got each other.
They do have each other. They like play, you know, at least Billy Joel loves other dogs, but yeah. I do have friends who are single, and, like, they get dogs, I think, to like, meet people, right. like, mm-hmm. to date or whatever, and I'm like, wow, I got my dog to not do that. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, I was like, oh, I want to just have someone for me and
completely.
I don't need a human. I got this cute dog.
Completely. It was you and Bobby.
It was me and Bobby.
Completely.
I do pretend like I didn't have an ex-boyfriend for 5 years of his life, but, you know, he was there too.
You and Bobby plus, you know, the ex.
I can't wait till Dre gets a dog.
Oh, I'm so close.
Makes life better.
It does. You always tell me that. Ugh, I'm just waiting like, to.
It makes life challenging for sure at times.
Right.
Financially, like your emotions, your sleep in the beginning. And then it's just like you can't imagine your life. You can't remember life without them.
We do talk about this because you've been trying to convince me for a long time. And I'm there. Believe me. I want one so bad.
I almost brought one today.
You should have.
I almost brought one today. And then I thought, I don't know. I just sometimes I get annoyed by them. And I'm like, leaving is a break.
Honestly, you're kind of like left him with the babysitter, which is Jared in this case.
Which is Jared.
I'm tired today because I didn't have my morning coffee. And normally I make it for myself or I go and I in my mind, I was like, oh, I'll stop at Dunkin' before we record.
Uh-huh.
Zero time for that.
Just
traffic.
You look good. You don't look coffee-less.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I woke up with period cramps this morning.
Yeah, she was like, as if I said, I was like,
no.
Is the sky blue? She's like, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I put makeup on, but I woke up this morning, had bad period, time of the month cramps. And so I took it a leave waiting for that, but it was like intense pain. So I watched Uptown Girls with Brittany Murphy. And I was just
like, was it on TV?
No, I put it on.
Wow.
I was looking for Bride Wars and they didn't have it on HBO. And I just ended up, I saw Uptown Girls and I so I was crying at 6 a.m. waiting for my leave to kick in.
Damn, that's an early movie morning.
Yep, it was early morning for the tears. But you know, nothing sets up your day like Brittany Murphy making you feel sad because so she's sad. Not no longer with us.
I know.
She was so good in that movie. Anyway, if I seem tired, that's why.
I saw something yesterday. Okay, here's where my brain just went. Like celebrities who died too young, you know? Yeah. And I saw something yesterday. Wait, I'm going to butcher this now. It was with Paul Walker. And it was like he was in a store or something. And like these people couldn't afford. They were like, there was a couple and they like couldn't afford. I think it was like a crib or like something for one of their kids.
Yes.
And he just like gave his like credit card to the front and was like, can you just like buy it for them? Like anonymously.
Stop it.
Or whatever. And like the store, I guess, like had mentioned it after he died. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I can't wait till I could do something like that. Like you hear people and they're like, oh, we can't afford this crib or whatever. And then like, you just fucking buy it for them. And like, and then he passed away. Like the karma of that story doesn't make sense. But anyway,
doesn't make sense.
Tell me about it.
Right?
Yeah. I think about Paul Walker.
So hot.
I mean, just, and then the fact that he actually passed doing what he did in the movies with the cars.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
It's just, it's so unfortunate. Yeah, him, he's another
Heath Ledger. Like there were these, like, there's this whole class of like young, hot celebrities that were just like at the fucking height of their career.
Yes.
Biggest blockbuster hits. And you're just like, how does life work this way? Like,
I don't get it. And you know what? We don't talk about it enough. Like Hollywood kind of just forgets about it. And I guess people have their own conversations about it, but we should remember them more.
I know. It's true. Is there any documentary about Paul Walker? I feel like they're probably, I don't know if there's enough footage, you know, like it's maybe. Always.
Brittany Murphy, they did.
I've seen, did yeah, that. I've seen a couple of movies about Brittany Murphy. It's really fucked up how she passed away. Like,
who was that weird, strange
her, like, mom's boyfriend who like said they had the flu? I don't know. Something was, there's something that doesn't match up there. That's not like a normal story.
To interject, there is a Paul Walker documentary.
Is there?
Yeah. I Am Paul Walker.
Okay.
2018.
2018.
I would watch that. I would watch that. I thought he was special.
He was.
Speaking of celebrity deaths, did you see Phil Donahue passed away this week?
This morning, I think.
Well, right? Yes, but this sorry. Week. Jared, Mike, don't ruin the movie magic.
I'm sorry.
King of talk shows. Did you see that?
I'm not laughing at that. I am.
She's such a bitch. She's like, he died.
Oh, so you're glad that Phil Donahue
88, so Dre. Awkward. He was 88.
He had a very good lifespan, actually. But it is sad. I didn't hear the news until
just now.
We had just talked about it. Yeah. That's why I'm nervously laughing.
It's funny. He was like, he like started the talk show. I feel like the daytime talk show. He was like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, where would we be today without like Jerry Springer or Sally Jesse Raphael or Montel? I mean, I watched all of those.
Wendy Williams, Maury.
Maury Povich. Oprah. Did you watch all these shows like growing up? Because I was like a diehard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would watch Maury to a certain degree, but then I would be like, all right. There's no way this is real. Like, I would enjoy it, but
like the paternity tests and shit. Right. Like,
right. He is not the father. I mean, that's insane.
I know.
That was a whole movement of, that was a time in television.
Yeah. Jared did there's a documentary on A&E. Jared did an episode on like the tabloid talk shows. That was a good episode. Ooh, and he got to interview Sally Jesse Raphael, and she brought the glasses to the interview, which is cool. Like the red, the classic red really glasses. Cool. He like texted me. He's like, she brought the glasses. And I was like, sick. Keep them. Steal them. No, I'm kidding. I don't want them to steal them. They should go in like, you know, a museum sometime. But
yeah, completely.
But I fucking lived for talk shows.
Have like, you ever been? Did you go to Maury one time?
Like, no,
were you in the audience?
No, I've never been to one. I've never been to one.
I feel like you would love that.
I would probably love that. But I never went. Not even The View. I feel like I had the opportunity to go at some point, but I never went. But I watched them. Like, I loved Sick Days because I would just watch the talk shows all day long. Like,
you were sick.
Yeah.
That would be your.
Yeah. Like, sick. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't go to school. I have to watch like 6 hours of like Sally Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Montel, you know, once. Oprah at four.
Oh, that was a nice Oprah at four.
That was a good time.
That was, yeah. My mom was very much hardcore on that.
You know, the show was also
my mom was
good?
Never home to watch Oprah.
That era, Rosie had a great talk
Rosie
show.
Rosie did have a great too. Talk
she
show.
She was very good at that.
She really did. So Ellen, bad. I mean, like, yeah. I watched all of them. I really did. Wait, speaking of talk shows and Ellen, did you see this post yesterday that she sold her $96 million home?
So did I. And then that forced me to go and look up the what home. Ellen DeGeneres is worth. No, because I go, this lady had a $96 million.
And then she sold it. She sold it to like Bill Gates's like the person Bill Gates learned from or so, like his, you know, mentor. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Because who's buying $96 million home? Isn't What's that, a down payment for that?
You isn't think, that crazy?
Did Ellen buy? I want to know if she bought it like, I mean, with cash.
I bet she bought it for way less, like 1,000 years ago, you know? But Has like the real estate today is like, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, I saw that immediately. I go, wait, is Ellen worth that much? But you're so right. She bought it way earlier.
Yeah. Her I know there were comments right? and they were like, but what'd she buy it for? What'd she buy it for? Yeah. You know, and I don't know. I don't know that we'll find out that information. Maybe we could.
Sonia Morgan didn't have that same luck. She bought the house.
Oh, no.
She bought the house for $9 million in 1998 and then sold it this year for $4.5 million.
That's a loss.
I was driving with my parents to Central Park and we passed Sonia's house.
Wait, did you go to Central Park again?
Yeah, we did. I'm obsessed. But also my parents love like just picnics and boats and everything. So we went again. Thank you.
Wait, Dre posted about Central Park last week and I was like, I don't even know where the water is.
There's a bunch of water, little
like
lakes.
I have, you guys, you would laugh if you saw, like, it'd be hilarious if I gave a tour of Central Park because I've lived here for 15 years and like couldn't tell you.
You guys,
I can only tell you where the Delacorte Theater is. And that is where Shakespeare in the Park is.
And when you told me that, I looked that up. I go, okay, I got to find this. Because you know what? I just walk from like the lower Central Park South and then inward. And I never make it to like the top. And that's where Shakespeare in the Park is up by like 100th or something. Or
I think it's like 78th Street. You like go in on the side or something.
Yes.
I think it's up there.
I'm always down. I stay by the water, the boats. Mike, did you say you like Central Park or no?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I like
it. We're indifferent. Okay, it seems like we're indifferent on this show, and I've been really enjoying it.
I go to Central Park South sometimes. My best family friends had an apartment there, so we'd like go there a lot. Oh, but like,
phenomenal.
But like, I never like went in. You know what I mean? I yes. wouldn't be like, and now let's go in
to Central Park.
I just keep on 59th Street. You know, I go east. I go to Bloomingdale's. I go west.
If there's something to do, that's the thing. It is a park. I like it in the sense that I think it's amazing that it mm-hmm. exists.
Yes.
And when there's something to do in the park, like, yeah, I mean, it's fun. I used to run in the park for a little bit, but it's very funny. Hilly.
Yeah.
But like, you play softball in the park. Like, that's kind of cool. When you look up and all of a sudden you're like looking for a fly ball and there's just like skyscrapers.
Yeah,
like,
that's nice.
Like, it is kind of amazing. But I don't know. I don't usually seek out like a day in the park. Mm-hmm. So it's a complicated answer, I guess.
Yeah, like my parents and I have never been to we've been to Central Park South. We've been to like restaurants. Oh, yeah. But like we've never been in the park, which is hilarious.
No, we just wanted, I was calling my mom on my birthday and I was walking around Central Park and I was like, you know what? We're going to come back and we'll do like a fun little picnic, go pick up our favorite Italian subs, sit in the park.
This is beautiful. This is what you see in a movie. I'm like, I love that you do it in real life.
Nick's mom said that too. She goes, I love that you guys are just like having a picnic. This is so wholesome. I can't even imagine. But no, you just grab some food and there's so much happening in there. They got... the horses.
I bet it's great people watching.
So many. I mean, it's actually a lot of tourists. It is. But Central Park, I was passing Sonia Morgan's house and we always said we wanted to go and take a video in front of Sonia's house.
Yeah.
But I never really knew where it was or what it was. But I just saw it and I actually recognized it just passing down the street, like just driving.
Oh my
down.
God. Is it boarded street. Up?
It's boarded up. They're doing some construction. And it's really, it's so crazy how you think she would have had robbers or some intruders. Like it's just right there for everybody to see. There's just a little metal gate. That's it.
Yeah.
How was it not broken into?
Where does she live now? Does she live uptown? Does she live in the city?
I think she still lives in the city, yeah. But you know, she's Sonia in the city. She's going all over the nation touring.
Wow. Yeah, she really is.
She's taking the show on the road.
Wait, question. How was the rest of the time with your parents? You guys did your birthday.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was working. So it was just nice for them to like, come and stop by. We went to La Dresse, which is by Madison Square. I believe for dinner and
nice.
Yeah, we just chilled. They knew I had work and Nick was working. So it was really just like a stop in
quick,
quick. Let's go hang out with my cousins in Jersey. We did that. And it was very nice.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. And then, you know, I'm like, they're like, when are you going to do drinks with your friends? I said September.
I know. We're all, I was texting her all week. I'm like, she doesn't even want to do anything for her birthday. I'm literally like, are you here this weekend? I didn't know your parents were coming in. But I was like, when August. Are we doing, even just us? We can all do drinks for your birthday. Because I'm like, I don't understand when someone doesn't celebrate for like a month. I'm like, wait.
This is crazy. Yeah, you were texting me. You were being very nice about that.
The day passed. Hello.
I know. It was a Tuesday. So I just was like, who's going to go on Tuesday? Let's do a Saturday.
Yeah.
But it's, I'm giving myself some time.
I didn't do shit this weekend. I like have never, I think because I was so jet lagged and I had to go fucking hard this week. I had so much shit and my show that I literally, like Friday night, Jared and I did absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Saturday, we were like, let's be humans. We should do something.
Right. So, I know. You always have that guilt of like the rotting day and you go, okay, now let's get up.
We did like dinner and a movie, like quick dinner and a movie. And like Sunday, I had to do stuff, but I didn't do it until like 4 p.m. Like I literally just,
it was a long
day. And I needed it. You know what I mean?
Oh, like you need the
I
refresh.
Couldn't get up. It's just, I don't know how the adrenaline and the like emotional side like drains you when you have like a show and you're also producing it and you're also like, I don't know. It's just a lot. Totally. It's a lot.
No, completely. How was the show?
The show was great. It was my best one.
Phenomenal.
It was so fun.
You said.
It was like,
that.
I didn't really drill myself beforehand. I've done the show a bunch of times, but I didn't like drill beforehand. And I do think there that when I get on stage with a mic, I'm more comfortable when I'm kind of looser. You know what I mean? Yes. And I'm not rehearsed as hard. And
that's always better.
In terms of the character, it's funny because I feel like I don't think it was my best like impressions night. But in terms of like me putting together a show, Mike was there. Thank you for coming.
You're
it was,
welcome.
It felt like my friend Liz was like, I forgot you like did the like characters. Like it really felt like you like that night on stage and less about the like impressions. And I was like, okay, well, that's good. I'll take it.
Cause you did more. Do you change anything in this one?
A little bit. Yeah. I've changed some stuff.
Okay.
I took out some stuff. I didn't do Julia. I did Luann, but I sang Taylor Swift songs.
Beautiful.
You know, there was a Taylor Swift show on Thursday night and I literally had friends like LA and New York be like, I'm going to London. I'm so sorry. I have to miss your show. I'm like,
the amount of people that I know that went to London for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Are the tickets cheaper there? What's up with the deal?
I think it's just like a reasonable flight.
Yeah. Excuse to go to London.
What? I don't even think they're hanging out in London much. They're really just going for the show.
Well, like Corinne did that. I mean, it's different, I guess, because she went for Spice Girls when they did the O2, I guess.
Yeah.
But okay, they're also from England.
From England.
So it does make a little more sense.
But I have friends who went to Taylor Swift in like, you know, different random countries. But like London is like, there's so many more flights available to get there. You know, it's not like,
point.
I don't know. Like
is the show different? No, it's the same show.
Same show. I feel like I've seen the show.
Oh, I have. I can compile everybody's stories.
I've seen the full show.
Right? I've seen the outfits.
Yeah.
I know the one-legged leotard.
Yep.
But she looks amazing. I mean, I just have seen so much footage.
It's funny because I feel like I've gone through the ups and downs of like, I really had FOMO. I really want to go. I really want to see this show. And then I think I've seen so much content about it that I'm sort of like, I'm okay now. I'm at peace that I haven't been able to go. I don't have the money to buy a $9,000 ticket to Taylor Swift. It's interesting though how I was like, I want to go. And now I'm like, I think I'm okay.
Are you that big of a fan?
Earlier Taylor, yes.
Me too. I like early Taylor.
Early Taylor. I didn't know the newer albums, like the Tortured Poets Society one. Like, I don't know that album or anything, but like, obviously I know like the other ones. Like 89 was probably my biggest Taylor era.
Yeah.
The 1989, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a breakup. I was listening to that every morning. I was like, she's speaking to me.
Right.
I used to cry on the subway so hard. Thank God I don't have a commute anymore. Like, you know?
They do say that everyone needs a good cry in New York. Like, if you haven't cried in New York, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. I cried for like 10 out of 14 years in New York, I think. Like, it's the worst city in the world.
One of my first moments where I felt like a New Yorker.
You're like, okay.
I was like 23 and I remember like rounding the corner somewhere. I think I was maybe like upper Midtown somewhere. And I was rounding the corner and some woman was just on the phone in the middle, 5:30 at night, fucking crying into the phone, business suit and everything, just crying her face off. I was like, this is New York.
This wow. is New York. I thought this was a story about you.
Yeah, me oh, too. No. I go, what you? Instead, it was a story about me.
Yeah, like I saw Anna down the street.
That was me. You know, I used to work at a venture capital firm. That was me crying in that
60th
suit.
60th Street.
Yeah. Oh my God, oh, that was my street.
The first time we met. Anna crying
That's
in her phone.
That's crazy.
I lived on 59th and Lex forever.
It was right around there, I think. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It probably was me. I would cry. And if I did cry, I would just go to the puppy store at 63rd and Lex, you know, like yeah. American Kennel, and just like hold puppies at lunchtime and then buy sunglasses across the street. That was like literally my lunch break.
Yeah.
That sounds like an episode of Simple Life.
I would get a smoothie because I'm like, that's a quick lunch. Yep. And then I would go to the puppy store and then I would go and buy like $700 glasses. But I had eye insurance, so it was like free. And I was like, this is a good lunch. This will suit me.
That's a New York lunch. That really is.
It really was. Tell us about, do we have time before we take a break? I want to hear about Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Andrea went to the famous museum.
Yes.
The famous museum. By the way, Madame Tussauds, love it.
I've only been to the London one.
So people were saying that they were trying to compare like the Vegas one with the New York one with the London one.
Yeah.
Why have we never gone together? Why is this not a normal thing?
I don't get invited to these things.
And it's also just like, it is like one of the big tourist things.
It is. Yeah.
That when you go, so you're kind of just like, ugh.
Yeah. I went when I was a tourist in another city.
In another city. I thought it was really cool. And I just thought about us immediately because Kris Jenner is front row and center. She's the only one sitting down. She's at the bar and she's inviting you into the room. And
amazing.
I was like, I sent you that video. And then Courtney was there and Kim was there. Kim looked a little rough, actually. I don't know. The wax was wearing off. Kim needs a new wax. So I got invited from, we have a mutual friend, I think Prima Donald. You know him, Donald? He works for Bravo and does like the social for it. So I got an email and he said that they're unveiling Andy Cohen's wax figure. And I just thought it was just going to be like, hey, show up at this time. We'll just take you to the room and you get to take a picture with Andy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the unveiling with Andy Cohen being there. And he's like seeing it for the first time. And it's on the 9th floor with the Wendy Williams and the Jimmy Fallon set.
Oh, the talk show host.
Mm.
Was Phil Donahue there?
You know what? He should be, but yeah. I didn't see his
He
face.
Should be, Maybe especially now. Today. Yeah. He should be, yeah.
No, he should be. Now they're going to start working on that. So these sets take almost 8 to 9 months because they're sourcing everything and the artist was there.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. You guys know the clubhouse. Andy's clubhouse has all these little tchotchkes, the shot ski, his books. They've got like bedazzled things. It's crazy. And everything was to a T. The artist was explaining it. And Andy was like, oh my God. And then we have this. Where did you guys get this? And the artist is like, we got that signed baseball. It's actually the signed baseball from the baseball player. And
Crazy.
So they said his is the most expensive set they have in Madame Tussauds on that floor.
Wow.
Like the most expensive set.
I wonder if it's like what you put in. Do you know what I mean? Like the celebrity puts in too. Right. Like you can act surprised, but like it's almost like, you know, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, like you do pay for your star.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like what do you pay for your wax figure? Like the ones who are janky, I'm like, they were probably like, I don't know, throw them a little money, but I'm like, whatever.
Exactly.
And then Andy was like, I want the 9th floor. All to me.
Yeah, they have to, don't they? Because it's likeness.
Well, he definitely had to give his own Dolce & Gabbana shoes and new suit.
Which we all have just laying around our closet. Yeah, of course.
He was like, and the shoes match my shoes. They're Dolce & Gabbana. Don't forget.
Yeah.
And they were the same exact shoes he had on. Yeah. Like he made it so that it was the exact suit. The wax figure looks incredible. Andy was very nice. He had the whole Watch What Happens Live team there and they were all like unveiling it together.
Yeah.
But it was very cool. I did not expect that at all. That's why I was like, oh yeah, I'll come. I was late because I just was like, I didn't think.
But that's fun.
It was very fun. Andy was there. He was so excited about the wax figure. You guys can go. I think it's available now to be seen. The only sad thing was it was right across from Wendy Williams and they had hers all boarded up.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was they needed more room for, they had E! News or E! Entertainment was doing interviews with Andy and so they needed more space, I guess. But it was just,
that's sad. And the New York institution, like,
seriously, Wendy Williams, you know, we love Wendy.
How are you doing?
Wendy's not doing great because the set, like, there wasn't even Wendy.
Oh,
it was just
that makes
the set.
Me so sad. I love know. Her.
She's still so relevant. Let's not forget she's sick right now and she's getting help. But why do we have to board up the set?
Yeah.
I was like, I took a video about that and I was like, justice for Wendy.
There weren't like regular pedestrians there, right? It was probably like a closed event.
Right. They closed the ninth floor, actually.
Yeah.
So it was just, it's cool though. The fact that they have these sets, like the Wendy Williams, and then they had, you know, I think.
You can definitely tell who's been there like longer because the art's gotten better, I bet.
Oh my God. So much better. They had Lucy. I love Lucy, the kitchen set. Older, obviously. Then you can look at the difference from Andy's.
Oh, so that yeah.
was really fun.
Did you do the whole thing? Did you walk around the whole place?
Because it was kind of like you're in a movie theater where you're like in one movie, you sneak out and go to the others. We were like, well, we're on the ninth floor. Might as well just
check it out.
The main room. There's a bar. I mean, I was thinking of you the whole time. I was like, Anna, all Kardashians are there except for Kylie. I didn't see Kylie.
Weird. Shocked. I know. Maybe she's getting her own floor.
She's getting her own floor. They put Kendall down in the runway suite with Tyra Banks, Adriana Lima, and Kendall is just watching this runway. They have this whole walkway. It's very interactive. And Kendall has her like dusty feet out. They didn't give her a pedicure.
Wow.
Her feet look a little crusty.
That's so rude. I have to talk to Madame Tussauds. You know, I know Madame.
No, you've known Madame.
For years. Yeah. We used to have lunch together. At the club.
At the club, of course.
In Calabasas. Yeah. Yeah, at the golf club. And then when she started the wax museum, I guess we didn't really talk about Kendall's shoot. I was busy at the time.
Yes. Well, I'll say your nails were very manicured and you have a big old rock on your finger.
Of course. But which husband?
Exactly. Your hair was perfectly coiffed.
Uh-huh.
Kendall looked a little worse for wear.
We're going to get Kenny redone. I'm going to show up at Madame Tussauds and tell them we need to do a little redo.
Anna, what if you're in there and you're full Kris Jenner and you're just like
embarrassing you?
Touching up. Yes. Courtney looked
good. I'll bring some pedicure polish.
We need to be like fixing up Kendall. And Courtney, they put her on the stairwell.
Why?
I just didn't like the placement. I'm like, this was the big room with Katy Perry in the middle of it. And it's the main, it's like, I don't know, the star room, but they also have the performance arts room with, you know, obviously Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion. But this room was a mixture. It was like the Met Gala room because there was a lot of Met Gala outfits.
Okay.
So it was just a place to be seen. But, you know, they put Courtney like up on the stairs and I was just
You know what? Reaching for that glass ceiling, doll.
Yeah, but Kim was on the main floor and I was just, she was in that wet outfit.
That checks out. Yeah.
And it just... They didn't do it justice.
The wet
outfit from the Met Gala, you know, when like the beads are hanging down. Yeah,
iconic.
You're in like a black suit, like me.
As we all should be, yeah.
I was surprised they didn't put you in that aloe set, doll.
No, aloe, me and aloe's going in the Vegas one. Yeah. Yeah.
With all the brand sponsorships. They need a brand sponsorship floor.
That would be so funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
They've got the marble set. We're going back because we need to work out a partnership. I think that's our partnership
goals. I would love to go do that. That would be so funny.
Amazing.
I'm going to go and touch up Kendall. I think that's my mission.
I think that you need to. If you see Kendall, you're like, why did they do Kendall like that? Her face looks great, but her body is, I mean, she looks worn out.
That's not okay. That's not okay. Maybe Kendall's got less of a rating on the foot thing than me. You know what I mean?
Let me see. Because
don't tell me. Don't tell me, actually. We're going to check during this break. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
See, we're sitting here. We're being very cutesy. We're being very demure.
Very mindful. Very demure. Very demure-tsy. So very cutesy, very demurtzy, very mindful-tsy.
You see us how we dressed up all nice?
Yeah, you see how we did yoga and didn't shower? We're very mindful. We're very mindful of each other. Mm-hmm. We're very cutesy.
Anna, what's the deal with demure?
You know, it feel like it happened overnight, right?
I mean, happened. It's a viral sensation. Why is everybody saying it? It caught on so quick.
Jewel did these videos. Yeah. And they popped the fuck off. And there's like millions and millions of them. Like, like, you know, when you get a viral video and you lean in, like they went 10 times more. But it was really just like it's you never know what, like, it's really just their personality. And they were like, you see how I did my makeup for work? I didn't do it crazy. I didn't do the eyeliner. I did it very cutesy, very mindful, very demure. And it was as if someone opened the magic dictionary and was like, demure. I like the way that word sounds. I've never heard that word before. I'm going to use that word.
Yes.
So random.
So random.
Such a great way to describe it.
So random. It was just like, yeah, like, you picture like the never ending story, but like some Gen Alpha person is like, oh my God, demure is a real word? That wasn't just like a TikTok?
Yeah.
Which is so funny. But the sound popped off. So everyone did the sound.
And then that's what makes it even more viral.
And then, and then now it's just kind of like, you know, I do love when these things take off because you're like, if you can't think of like a caption on a story or like, you know, any, you can literally put like, so demure, like, look at my breakfast. So demure, so cutesy, so mindful. But like,
I've seen a couple of captions on people are, they're rolling in now.
Yeah. But now I feel like it hit like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're on the down.
Now we're on the downfall.
We're on the downslope, right? Like,
you know, it's not a widely used word. And I think that's why people are excited about it.
Yeah. But they're not using it like, you're not going to use it like in your everyday life. Intended. You're not going to be like, oh my God, Ray, so demure.
Like, who walks around and just goes, I love how demure you are sometimes. You're just on the low key.
I'm just so, like, look at me. I'm like, demure, you know? Like, no one's going to use it. They're using it in the context of this video where they're like, so cutesy, so mindful, so demure. Like,
is mindful and demure are synonyms? Not really. Demure is kind of meek and shy, right?
Understated. Sweet, soft, demure.
Cutesy and demure could be together, but mindful.
I think she means
in the look. Like, she's not sloppy.
Right.
She's taking care of her
appearance. She's like, I'm being mindful. I'm not making a statement. I'm being mindful of everyone around me. I am just doing my job. I'm being mindful. I'm not getting sloppy. I'm mindful. It's so funny how quick it took off. But did you see, like, on TikTok? So it took off. The sound took off, right? Like, boom. People were just, like, using that clip of, I believe her name is Jewel. J-O-O-L. Mm-hmm. And
Jewel.
And then.
Like a jewel.
Like the jewel. Yeah. Very demure. And then Patrick Ta and Chris Appleton, like, immediately, they were quick as fuck.
These celebrities, whoever is doing their social team, like, even some housewives are doing it, and I go, who's running that shit?
Who catches it?
I didn't even catch it.
Yep. Yeah, but, like, immediately, Jewel's with Patrick Ta, and Patrick Ta's like, we're gonna do Jewel's makeup, we're gonna do a very cutesy, very demure, very mindful, and you're watching this, and you're like, how did this...
Insane.
And Patrick Ta's, like, one of the biggest makeup artists and companies of like, today. And then Chris Appleton, who's the hairstylist for Kim and everything, was like, Jewel was on the fucking, like, circuit immediately. And and then I saw Bethany Frankel, who, you know, I mean, Bethany's doing 4,000 TikToks a day. And she was like, they were smart. They capitalized on it. They grabbed that viral sensation and they were like, let's do this. We're on it. This is sick. But the best is Bethany was like, I hope Jewel, which is true. She was saying, I hope they like not trademarked it, like made merch or made, you know, like said, hey, Patrick Ta, sure, I'll do a TikTok with you. But like, are you going to do the demure line and give me a cut of like, you know, something like she was like, how can you turn this into a business? Cause her brain just like goes, just
works like that
there. Like with the Chanel thing, you know, she did 4,000 videos. I bet you we will see her in a Chanel ad at some point.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Or they'll name a bag after an item after her, like the Bethany or something. Cause they do that. And I'm just like, I saw her video of her being like this whole demure thing, like Jewel better fucking make some money off of this.
That's what Bethany does. She just, she loves to like hop on these trends and see them and then show you the money side of it and how they're monetizing.
Yeah.
But how, to me, I just think it's crazy. And then I look at our stuff and I go, what are we capitalizing? I always feel like we're not capitalizing because all these people are, he used one word, one little sound and is now, he's turning that into like a million. That's actually paying. He's now able to fully transition. He's able to cover all the costs.
She
is able to cover the costs of the transition, which is amazing, but that's very expensive. Since when did you've already secured the money for this?
It's crazy. It's really,
but it's like a quick payday.
It is.
But like from what? Because I'm still waiting on checks net 60.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But it's point. Like
these deals take forever.
People, because brands see the virality of it. Like, of course. You know, I've seen like a deli meat being like showing a bologna being like very mindful, very demure.
What?
Right. Not even joking. Like I
like
they're so Boar's quick. Head. No, mindful, I'm serious. Literally, like the brands. Sick. The brands this weekend, like I was on my phone a lot. I told you I did nothing but sit on my fucking phone and watch Love is Blind UK. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like the fact that these brands can already put out, they probably had an ad in the waiting, you know, like ready to go. And they were like, let's just change the copy to this fucking viral thing because like it's people are seeing it. And then, like, you know, hopefully Jewel has a good lawyer and she gets a fucking cut of whatever, you know, they're using. It's so quick and it's so crazy how it, like, the leeches just come at it.
Does she have previous videos? Because she's been using the term for a long time and just one of the videos popped off. So then you're saying, like, it's like a domino effect.
I don't know. There were a bunch of them. I found, like, the one that popped off or whatever because I was like, I looked. I was like, which one was it? Because, like, all of them are like, you see, I'm at the supermarket. I'm not buying chips. I'm buying an apple because I'm very demure. I'm very mindful. I'm not buying tons of alcohol like these girls. I am very cutesy.
She's got a brand and she's stuck to it. Damn. You got to be consistent.
You know, fucking Pookie. And then when the big Instagrammer is like, Pookie is like, I'm demure. I'm mindful.
You
it's
go,
like,
no, Pookie, stay in your lane.
You reached Pookie. Like, you're huge now. But it is true. There were brands like lemonade brands are like very demure. Like
already happening on the trend.
Crazy. I remember when this happened with my friend. Shout out to my friend, Matt Little. He filmed Pizza Rat. And I remember the morning that happened and I was, it was like, it had to have been at least 8 or 9. It was like 9 or 10 years ago. And he filmed the Pizza Rat video and put it on YouTube and it went insane. And like the news, like all these places like picked it up. He needed to get someone to help him field all of this.
Oh,
I'm texting with his girlfriend, Becky, who's my really good friend. That's whose wedding I went to in May, Matt and Becky. She was like, Anna, it's insane. Like he's like an overnight sensation. Like it's psychotic what's happening right now, you know, like
from one video
because they wanted to license his footage and like, you know, then you're like, how can I monetize this? How do I turn it into an NFT or turn it into a, you know, like it's so crazy the rules behind it. Cause then everyone made Pizza Rat merch and Pizza Rat shit. And it was like, he better get a cut of it. He was the one who put this out there.
But how do you even control that? How do you?
And it's something we can still mention today.
And people know about it.
Yeah.
It's wild. But wait, so once you see people making all this merch, do you really take them to court? No. Or do you just do a cease and desist? Like, what's the proper way to handle it like that? You get a lawyer and you just approach them and go, hey, I need a cut of that.
Yeah, I think you need to make sure you like patent it first or whatever, right? Like it has to be like yours. It's so crazy though. But the world is so quick now. Like that demure thing, hopefully like Doritos is paying Jewel a fucking check for being like Doritos, you know, smoky Doritos. So demure.
Demure. Did you see the clip of Anne, the nanny? She was like the first to use the word demure.
Yeah. When she's like, I'm just trying to be.
She was not the first to use demure.
No. Of course
I guess
not.
The first like clip that they showed of like viral using the term demure.
It was a funny clip from the nanny. And she was like, he's like, what did you say? And she's like, demure. She's trying to be demure. And she's like, demure. And she's like, demure.
It's just a great example of it.
It's funny.
There's like so many other things that you
but
can
it
take.
Also, I bet people are like, wait, Jewel was not the first person to.
Yeah, they're shocked.
To say this. Like, and it's so funny to be like, yeah, it's a word. It's a word we've had. We've had it for quite some time.
It's been existing.
Speaking of viral, shout out Skims is on it again. Skims is having a brat summer.
Another fast turnaround from the Skims corner.
This week, Charlie XCX for Skims, really.
Are you contacting these people or is it Kim?
They're contacting us, actually.
What? Okay, this is trash. I need to get
now,
better.
Now, Kim ran into Charlie XCX at a shoot and saw her underwear was Skims and said, oh my gosh, you wear Skims. And she said, oh, I love Skims. And then we got her on set. That's within wild. 24 hours. Yeah.
So you're telling me that Charlie was already wearing Skims?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, she loves the brand.
What was the, like, behind this, the shoot? It was like she was in a forest.
She was in her own backyard, yeah.
Really?
In England, yeah.
Yeah, it looked trees cottagey and cottagecore.
Very much, yeah. Because Brat summer's ending, so we got to have a cottagecore fall, you know?
I'm excited for that.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm like over... the whole brat of it all.
Well, you've been a brat your whole life.
I made brat, to be honest.
You made four more of them, too.
You love my kids.
I love my grandchildren, all of them. Which ones are yours?
Mom, seriously? You have favorites. We've got Penelope, Mason.
P!
Yeah. And then two more, Rocky.
I thought you forgot them for a second.
Well, that middle one.
And Rainy.
Rainy Pooh.
We love Rainy.
Rainy
Scene. He's really a young Scott. He's really got a mouth like Scott.
Well, some people say he looks like Justin Bieber, but I'm squashing those rumors.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that have been great, though? Yeah. One kid by Justin.
Justin Bieber.
We share that in common. You know, people think Chloe's father is a different father.
Okay, that's because you're a whore. you gave it up too fast.
I gave it up. I'm still giving it up, doll.
To who?
We fight on. Power on.
To who?
Oh, to anyone, really.
So Skims is doing great, huh?
Skims is doing amazing, sweetie. It really is. Charlie XCX for Skims. Check it out.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Nope. Skims is another fast one. On to the next.
Skims is a really fast brand in terms of like the collabs they pull out.
Yes, right.
Poof. They like, they know ahead of time, you know?
Yeah, they really do.
Speaking of, everything is so viral now. Blake Lively is under the hot seat this week. I know we're the 16th podcast to mention it, but it's been like a couple of weeks now of the Blake Lively wave, right?
And yeah, just more and more clips coming
out. I always thought, hello, Blake Lively is a great actress, great, seems like she's in a great relationship, great mom, like seems like your best friend, like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants really was a great movie. I don't understand why she's under such scrutiny now. However, I did see the movie.
Okay.
So it ends with us.
It ends with us. You can give our full breakdown because
what's coming out
is insane.
There was a lot of drama. First, it was with Justin Baldoni, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's not doing press with the rest of the cast and vice versa. And they're kind of not speaking about each other.
Right.
Which is weird because when you do a movie and you're the two love interest leads.
Yes.
You kind of do the press together, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah, we've seen it time and time again. It just makes for such a better movie.
Like, look at, what was that movie?
Barbie. Oh, the...
With Glenn Powell and...
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. What was that movie again? And it was with the two of them. And the press they did, it was like they were... Everyone was like convinced they're like...
They're boning.
They're together.
Yes,
yeah.
Completely.
Because... that they're together in the movie. It's funny because in the movie, I think they like kind of hate each other actually. And then they like end up.
This movie. Yeah. It drives me nuts. There was no, absolutely no arc so bad. To the movie. No conflict.
I watched it on a plane and it wasn't even like worthy of being a plane movie. I was like, wait, what? I wish I could take it back and watch a different movie on this plane.
Like Gorgeous Humans, but there's just, they made a movie to make a movie.
It yeah. Is, yeah.
It happens, I guess. Yeah. Just two hot people, you know? Yep.
And so I saw, so Jared and I went to the movie Saturday night. We saw It Ends With Us, which is a heavy movie. It's hard to watch.
So it's about domestic violence.
It's sad. And I will say, for all the people criticizing the press tour of it being like, of Blake talking like so lighthearted about it, and she's promoting her hair care line and like blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, it's not great timing.
Right.
Especially if people are affected by domestic violence in their personal lives. Like, it's like, that. You know, I didn't read the book, so I don't actually know the differences between the book and the movie, but it gets really hard to watch, and they do market it like it's the fucking Notebook. You know what I mean? Like it's like this big romance like movie.
The way that she's wearing florals and she's telling all the girlies like, go wear your florals and take your friends and go see this movie.
Right.
As if you're really about to watch some rom-com.
Because her name is Lily Blossom Bloom, and she's a florist. That's how the movie, I'm not ruining the movie.
No,
that's
not at all.
That's the character's name.
So that's a lot of florals.
They make fun of it. Like, she's like, I know, that's my name. Like, this is in the beginning of the movie, but you're also like, yeah, but someone chose that in the beginning of making this, like the book, you know, like.
You could not have that name.
We could have changed it. It's very funny.
Does she live in this humongous, gorgeous loft? And you go, how do you afford that on a florist salary?
No, it's his. Okay. He's a surgeon. He's a brain surgeon.
Classic.
So it's his loft.
Okay. There is a loft.
There is a fancy loft, it's not hers.
Okay.
She moves in with him because he's got the loft.
Of course.
But I will say the movie, it's sad. And it's like generational domestic violence, like growing up with it and then experiencing it. So it's not a positive.
It's a hard watch
movie. And I will say there is like a storyline in it that I felt like Jared and I afterwards, I was like, I felt like I wanted to be more invested in her and everything. But there were scenes that were clearly cut from like the timeline that I'm not ruining anything. Right. I don't want to say too much, but I'm also like, I couldn't fully get like on in it because I'm like, wait, there must have been a lot we missed because they jumped from this to this. And then they jumped from, you know, in movies, like you're like, wait, there was probably
the holes yourself.
Yeah, there were too many jumps for me. But the movie, I thought he was great. I will say this. I thought they were both great actors. And like, I really enjoyed the movie overall. I thought it was like, you know, Jenny Slate is also in. Like, it was well acted. It was just like, it was a lot darker than I was expecting because I have seen them in like the variety. Like, okay, let's play a game. Ready? Mm-hmm. And I know that this is press today. Like, it's almost like you have to go through the rounds and do this. And like, how do you, you know, but you're not going to walk into a room and be like, well, this is a really dark movie, so we probably should be sad. Like, I don't know if I'm saying I could handle it better or like how one would, but I do think they didn't talk about that enough. And so if you're like,
they could really be using this as a platform to talk about.
Sure. And I saw she like posted something on her stories, right? Like, she's like been trying to like make up for it. But like, if you're like a teenager who loves Blake Lively, right? And you're like, mom, I have to go and get her hair care line at the store. Right. And we have to see her movie. Like, as a teenager, like going in to see this movie, like, it's,
you're not prepared for that.
No, it's a hard movie to watch. And it's sad. It's like, it's sad because it's like, it kind of, whether or not you've even experienced domestic violence, it's kind of like, however you're raised or however you grew up, like it does somehow impact you as an adult and like what you're attracted to or what you get yourself involved with. And I think that all the time about, like, you know, my own parents and like, you know, will I ever get to a certain level if my parents didn't necessarily get there? You know, like, it's very interesting to see like what sticks with you as a person, like from your upbringing. I think that's a lesson from this movie.
Going to therapy, you're just like, talk about the childhood trauma. Everything that happened in your childhood is so integral in like the rest of your life. It plays such a big part.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So I feel like they are losing the point. Like, there's so much conversation that could be had surrounding these topics and they're not really doing it. I got to see the movie myself, but it's hard to watch. I feel like, is there a trigger warning at the beginning?
I think so. I honestly got there right when it started, so couldn't tell you. I was busy eating, and then,
of course.
And Jared is always like, we're never early for movies because he's like, Anna, there's 20 minutes of previews. So like, whenever,
it used to be a thing. People used to love the previews.
I do like previews if I make it, but like, usually if we were running late, I was like, all right, whatever. We're not. And we walked in right when it was like Blake Lively, like on screen. So I didn't see any warning, but I hope there is. But it's like, I don't know. They don't show like too much, you know, like, but it's not like a fully like graphic, like violent movie, but it's hard. It's a tough movie. I will watch it again. Like, when it comes out, I'm like, I liked it enough that I would watch it again if it's like on HBO, and I'm like, oh, but it's not your average. They are marketing it like, you know, it ends with us. Like, she's a florist. Everyone wear your flower. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a little, I'm like, ooh,
that's tough.
Yeah. Jenny Slate was funny. I will say this. I'm going to, can I throw one thing that I hated about it?
Okay.
The wardrobe.
Well, everybody's been talking about it.
In the movie?
Yeah, they show Blake Lively walking down the street. She's filming and you go, I'm sorry, what's that?
The wardrobe in it? I'm sorry. I love fashion. I love wardrobe departments. I think it's one of the most crucial parts of a set and a movie.
Totally.
The outfits were so, like, not on. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were, even like Jenny Slate's character, choice. I was like, what are they doing? Yeah, it was like, all of their outfits were off for me.
Like, what are we doing?
It was distracting. I was like, what the fuck is she wearing? And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be focusing on what she's wearing right now.
So many patterns and everything. They take it too far.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could say the same thing about Emily in Paris, but, like, also I know that's God. That they want that. You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
seriously.
That show exists for that.
That show.
I haven't started yet, but Jared's so excited. I actually was like, can we not tonight? He's like, it's back. Let's watch it. You know that's Jared's favorite show, Emily in Paris.
I am so shocked by that.
I'm not.
I've told you that.
The semi surprised, I guess, but you do the math for 5 seconds.
Jared loves it.
Yeah, but I think he'd be more of like always wanting to watch a documentary. Maybe he works in that, so he's not all about that.
No, we watch docs, but he was excited to see it was back. And then I was like, can we actually watch Love is Blind UK? I really want to watch it. And now I'm like deep in. And he was like, really? He's like, I thought I gave you a bone with Emily in Paris. You want to watch Love is Blind? Because he hates reality. And even though I watch a lot of it, like,
oh my God.
Although he does. He was like, should we watch The Bachelor? He was really, I guess he really didn't want to watch Love is Blind. He was really trying any other show I watched. And I was like,
interesting.
No, yeah, I want to watch it.
Ben, do not. They can't do reality.
Yeah. I'm even though he worked in reality forever, but he's not a fan.
Interesting.
Not a fan. It was just a job.
Okay. I'm over here watching Hard Knocks with Nick. I'm like, all right, let's watch Hard Knocks.
Sure. What is Hard Knocks?
The football. Inner football. Yeah. But it's like a documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Bears, though? One they did for the Bears, it was, they have them on slip and slides. Like, it's not as intense as, it's like some of them are in the training period and some of them are in the draft period.
Okay.
And the Bears was leading up, like, in the.
It's training camp.
It's training camp, yeah. But.
That's the normal Hard Knocks.
Right. But it wasn't as intense as some of the other ones. So anyways, that's what I'm forced to watch. But I like slowly get into it.
You're nice, though. She's a nicer girlfriend than me.
No. I'll watch it for one episode. Then I go, all right, I'm going downstairs. I'm watching my stuff. But we have to find, you know, a common ground. And it's not reality TV.
Yeah.
You cannot do Housewives.
Jared hates the Housewives. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I've gotten him into enough of Bachelor that he can like tolerate it, you know? Totally. Love is Blind, he'll go on his phone, but he'll let me watch it. Mm-hmm. He'll let me watch any of it. But here's the thing. I won't watch any of those Marvel shows that he watches.
Oh.
So that's his own show. His thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, someone hire me for a job to leave my house again every night to host a show, because when I would leave for HQ every night, like, Jared really got in. It was a much better time for our relationship because he could play video games. He could, you know,
give some time,
watch his shows. And then I'd come home, you know, 10:30, 11 p.m. And I was like, hi. And he doesn't have to feel bad. He watched everything he needed to watch.
Relationships go so much better when you do not spend time together a lot of time.
Sure.
My
parents do nothing together.
It's so true. And then you come back together and you have actually something to talk about, because you go, here's what happened in my day. Let's share this together.
Yeah.
But we ain't supposed to be spending 24/7.
No. Although I will say I do miss pandemic times when we were together 24/7. I'm like, wasn't it so fun just us?
And the men are like, yeah, so great.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was. Anyway, I'm going to go call Jared. I miss him right now.
Do you miss him? Speaking of separation anxiety.
I miss him. I've been away for a whole hour. No, actually, we're going to take a break.
And we're back. Guess who else is back, Dre?
Just a little bit of Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey back on Instagram.
Okay, we have two Annas. Anna Roisman, Anna Delvey.
Out of house arrest and doing reality television.
Can I be honest with you? I kind of miss my ankle bracelet.
Actually, we still wear her.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fashion.
It's like fashion. I love it.
For real, Anna Delvey is back on Instagram.
You just told me this and I'm so excited. I love people like this. I love people that I don't understand their life and I don't understand who's bankrolling them and I want to know everything about it.
Well, I'll tell you who's bankrolling her right now. USA Networks has a new reality show called The Anonymous, which honestly looks like The Circle. And
I don't understand it.
You're anonymous and you're competing to be, I guess, the best of the best. I don't know.
In being anonymous?
Yeah, I guess.
Yo.
And so, of course, someone to mask their identity to right. be a, I believe she's just influencing the show, according to her social media. She did a post. Here's the thing, though. The comments say exactly what I'm thinking. Is she a mm-hmm. contestant? Is she the host of this show? Is she just doing a paid partnership for this show? Because it's really misleading because she's mm-hmm. shot as if she's on the show doing a confessional.
Yeah.
And that's she's like, I know a thing or two about being anonymous. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, hell, you do. You know a thing or two about wire fraud. You know a thing or two about lying.
It's just like so funny to see that like, she did. She lied. She stole money. She went to jail. She was on house arrest. She wasn't allowed to be on social media. And now she comes back with a splash of a partnership.
She did her time.
And is leaning into it more. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's iconic.
It's like,
and that's, dare I say, not demure, but iconic.
Iconic, not demure, yeah.
She's got a new look. She's got blonde hair now.
It's like when someone told me recently that Becky from Full House, what's her name? Lori Loughlin, was on Curb. Did you see this?
Yes.
And did like leaned into the like mm-hmm. the bit that she did, you know,
college.
Like, yeah, like getting her kid into college or whatever.
Yeah, I love a lean in. You know what? Give me a lean in because it just means that you're able to look at yourself and laugh a little bit and just go, yeah, I did it. And let's monetize.
I think it depends on the level of crime.
True.
OJ did it, it wasn't great.
He's made jokes over the years.
Oh, I know, but he killed two people.
Which is really wrong.
Yeah. That's not a lean in.
You know who doesn't lean in? Or you know who leans in but doesn't laugh at herself? Ilaria.
Ilaria. Why doesn't she lean in?
Because I am a Spanish, and I don't care if you say you are not from there. I am here.
You really could be leaning in, and you could inside.
It's all in your heart.
How do you say that in Spanish?
El hartazón.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You could be working. You could be a $1 million partnership with Babbel, the app to learn languages, and you just flushed it away. Honestly,
you know, it's like I already speak the language. I don't need to learn. You know, why would you take a Babbel partnership when you have like the partnership of España?
That's true. You really don't want to leave. You don't want to be in on the joke.
You
I
don't
guess.
Need to like. Yeah, no, I am not a joke. I am a real human with real emociones.
I feel that. And yeah, I wasn't trying to say that. I just think that you have...
You will see on TLC when my television show is out, you will see the real me, okay?
Actually, you know what? Maybe
it's
you are.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary.
Docu-series of my family, Elia.
Right. Okay, we're going to see a lot of the insides, a lot of the you caretaking
Alec
all these children.
And me and like, yeah, like sometimes a babysitter like or for...
Sometimes, yeah.
Depends on the day, like El Dia, but like it's gonna follow my whole familia, and it's like people will finally understand, like, oh, she is from España.
Yeah, her roots.
Absolutamente.
We're gonna know the roots. I just think there's so many untapped markets for you that you could really lean into.
Like what?
You know, like the whole Spanish culture of it all. Yeah, maybe you could be like, I know I'm actually not from Spain, but I could. My heritage is there, and you can have a hot sauce line.
Oh, I make a hot sauce because, you know, it's like...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, with the chilies and the... how you say in English? Los peppers.
Oh, yes, of course. Because those ones, that's a hard translation right there. That's hard. But so you're already making salsa. I'm just saying maybe you can monetize it.
Salsa. So, I forgot. You know, we call it salsita and...
In Spain.
In Mallorca, we have saltita, but like in US, it's like salsa.
Yeah, and did you just come back from Spain? Because you go every year, of course, to see your family.
Yeah, I do. I saw my friends from grade school.
Wow.
It was so nice.
Because you didn't, maybe you have also have friends in Boston too.
I have some, yeah. I have friends all over because I'm like, just like, well-loved.
And you travel a lot. You're a globetrotter, Eladia, really. What's going on in Spain?
You know, it's I saw like very little because we brought all Siete Baldwinitos and we were like, my kid was like climbing the church, you know? It's like, it's like, be a respecto, okay? But it was like so nice, you know, the weather.
Oh, and beautiful.
The comidas, like we had like the how you say, papas, eggs, you know, the yes. tortillas, the Spanish tortillas.
Of
like,
course.
It was really nice.
It sounds actually like a beautiful vacation.
It was so nice. But much it was needed. Like seeing so many of my like, you know, childhood, like, right. how you say, chosen familia.
Of course.
My chosen
all familia. All the friends. Amigas, amigos, you.
I do have a video coming out of Ilaria in Spain. However, I don't know how good it is because I forgot to film some.
Just add it in. The fact that you know what you need? You need the good backdrop, which is Spain, and you had the real deal.
I had the backdrop. Absolutely.
So, that's a big part of the video.
I should just like green screen the stuff I forgot and be like,
I've been there. I love a green screen.
I love a green screen too.
Put it up.
Wait, there was something else. Oh, we wanted to know about Kristen. She has a new line.
I just think I took a big old breath there. Somebody else who works just as hard as Kris Jenner is me, Kristen.
Okay.
I'm doing jewelry drops like it's my job. And it is.
Did you get Charlie XCX to model?
You know who the best model is for my line? Me.
Honestly?
I don't get anybody.
What's the new line?
The new line is called Broadway Nights.
Oh, like New York City Broadway.
No, like Tennessee, like Nashville.
Nashville has a Broadway, like I theater?
Think so. Not theater. It's just like that dusty street with all the bars.
That inspired your jewelry.
Yes, it's kind of like... I just did an Andy Cohen ES. What I meant to say was... This line is inspired by all the glitz and glam of Broadway, like in Nashville, but then it also,
okay.
You know what I mean? But it smells like whiskey.
The jewelry smells like whiskey.
It just like has that vibe to it, you know? It's like a little like dusted, like rose bronzy.
Tell me, does your line do like flasks yet or anything?
That's a really good idea. We don't, because, like, you know, I'm dating a 24-year-old. I need that alcohol at all times.
So you probably should do flasks. That would be a great...
That is. We have a homeware line, and I really need to. But they need to be, like, very demure, actually. I do a lot of neutrals.
Have you done demure yet in a post for your brand?
I haven't. Well, I need to, my Gen Z employees are not doing their job.
No, get on demure.
Like, get on it.
Yeah. Are you firing someone?
Yeah, I'm literally on my phone right now being like, this bitch is fired. But Uncommon James, we're just always trying to reinvent the wheel, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it really did with Broadway Nights.
Yeah, I mean, it's not misleading at all, you know, to anyone who knows what Broadway Nights are.
Yeah, I feel like it gives it away, you know? I know you were confused with Broadway, like Broadway shows.
A little bit, yeah, I was.
No, it's not that.
Like a night out at the theater.
Yes.
But you could wear your Uncommon James necklace to a night out at the theater. So it really does work for everything.
I guess it does. I'm trying to find it. Oh, we also have another collection. Oh my God, I'm just dropping collections. This is called the Outlaw Collection. Like you're an outlaw in a Western town.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so Western. Where did you grow up?
Western. Laguna Beach, actually.
Touche.
Then, you know, I lived in Chicago with Jay because you played for the Bears.
Right.
But then I moved to Nashville because I love that
life. And that's like your heart is in Nashville.
That's where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, my heart and soul is really like a Western girl.
Love it.
I love a ranch. I love farm animals.
So, yeah. I love a ranch.
I love a ranch.
I love it.
Always sound. She just like loves the farm.
She is like positive and like a Kris Jenner, you know, like,
yes,
they're positive people.
She really is. But she, anytime there's like a podcast, like a new pop of anything that she does, she's like very excited about it, which you should be. It's your brand.
It's your brand.
But I love it. I think she saw the clock's always
going.
It's going. It's, the gears are moving.
The gears are shifting. They're moving. They're shifting.
And, you know, I pitched her something for a new merch line, and it was Match That Energy merch.
I remember.
I mean, like, where is it?
Where is it?
She's dropping the Outlaw Collection and Broadway Nights, but where's the
Broadway where's the Nights?
That energy merch?
Broadway Nights won me over, but not for the right Broadway. But
not to be confused with New York City Broadway.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God. What a show.
What a show. That's the ep. We have a lot of stuff we have to post, and
we say this every week. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Yeah. Go follow us on YouTube, or if you're watching this, follow us on, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, yep. Apple Podcasts, and find us on Instagram. DM us if you have any requests for any videos or any like impressions or interviews with our impressions. Like, let us know, you know, we're game. And, Dre, happy birthday. Again, it's still your birthday month.
It's still my birthday month. Thank you. The celebrations will be happening. We'll give you a full recap.
Love it.
We actually go out with our team, you know, our Big Wigs team.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.